Welcome back to Mountain Money. In studio with us this morning is Karen Turgeon, the proprietor of Turgeon Galleries. Good morning, Karen, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Now, how long have you guys been on Main Street?
This year will be 15 years.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about the kinds of artists that you represent in the gallery.
When I first opened in 2004, I really focused on Utah because I have come to love it so much, and I like to support the regional artists. And as I've progressed through the years, and I opened up that to Mountain West artists and artists from Chicago, California. So we really have artists from all over now.
And how do you find the artists that you market? How does this business work? I mean, we're a business show, so Doug and I are always curious about, you know, how do the sort of product supply chains work? And in the art gallery business, it's a different business than, you know, selling Levi's.
Definitely. It's still retail, but when I first began in this world of art, it was the 80s. So a lot of people don't know that about me, that I started in California in the art business and marketing and representing artists. In those days, it was FedEx envelopes, and people would send slides, artists would solicit you. You might go to a couple of art shows in New York or LA. These days, the world has changed with the internet. So we receive a lot of solicitations from artists via the internet, email. We don't really do a call for entries because there are so many people that want to be represented. So sometimes it's a walk-in, and I've even received one of my best, most successful artists as a referral from one of my collectors.
Who is that?
Marketa Civic. We just did a show for her early February. She's a Czechoslovakian immigrant and has lived in this country over 20 years now, but she is so prolific and amazing. A lot of different subject matters in her art.
So, Karen, I'm curious. You started in the business in the 80s. Did you go to college knowing you wanted to get into this industry, and how did you first get introduced to it?
People are always surprised by this answer. My mother was born in Russia, and she was very artistic and encouraged us to be cultural, from art showings to theater. I did not major in art in school. I wanted to be a writer, and that was my art love. But because I was so exposed to it and I just loved art and collecting, I bought my first piece when I was maybe 20 years old on layaway. And I met someone who had opened a business on the Central Coast, and I ended up becoming their partner. And that's how I got started.
Really. And how do most young people get into the industry today?
Do you mean in the aspect of becoming an artist or becoming a retailer, becoming a gallerist?
No, more the retailer side of it.
You know, a good way to do it is almost old school, like apprenticeship. Learning with someone who is as passionate about the art as the artists are. And there isn't really an art curation degree other than art historian. You know, you can go into the museum side or administrative side, but as far as being a retailer, there really isn't a degree for that I know of. So I would suggest that just getting involved in all aspects of art, and from framing to hanging art to how does one sell art, and how do you choose art?
How does one sell art?
I think the best answer to that is education, because people really have to like what they're looking at. That's number one. It still remains the same. It hasn't changed. When I first got into this business, people used to say to me all the time, "You are so enthusiastic about this artist. Why?" And I would tell them, whether it was because of the color or the subject matter, it was a skier, it was an abstract, and explaining the art to the viewer helps them connect with it, as does maybe meeting the artist. So I think that's how you kind of do it.
We spent a little bit of time talking about what I would call the supply side of mm-hmm. the art world. But you've been on Main Street for 15 years. How has the demand side, how have your buyers changed? And who are your buyers now?
I believe that the buyers have changed somewhat as Park City has changed and Utah has changed. But I've been working on Main Street for about 19 years on Main Street, that long. And, you know, it was a smaller group of people who were buying. And as we've had more and more visitors, that has really changed internationally. Before, it was just we'd get a lot of second homeowners. We would have a lot of visitors, and certainly that's still the core of our clientele. But I would be remiss in saying that we don't have local collectors as well. But we're seeing a lot more people that we're shipping to the UK, we're shipping to Australia, we're shipping to Mexico, and that has really changed.
So in a sense, is Main Street becoming a bit of a destination art purchasing center for people who come here for the skiing and decide they don't want to just go home with a bag of skis and a broken leg? They want to go home with a nice piece of art?
Oh, most definitely. In the 19 years I've been on Main Street, or 20, absolutely. And the Park City Gallery Association, I must say, has done a really good job. We've really all joined together. Earlier in the years I was working on Main Street, you know, everyone was just so, there wasn't a cohesiveness. And now we have a really, what I would call, lively and almost competitive market. And I hear constantly, as does my manager, how wonderful the artists are here and how many wonderful galleries there are, and the level of the art is very good.
Well, one of the things that's definitely changed is you got to pay more to park. So that's one of the givens. But take us back 19 years ago. I mean, now you look at it and say, yes, you know, you could see where Main Street would be a great destination, both for somebody that's interested in buying art and also somebody that's interested in the business of selling art. What was it like 19 years ago when you started on Main Street? Was it clear that an art gallery could succeed on Main Street, or was it a very risky business back then?
That's a really good question, and I would say it was a lot more risky. I mean, opening a business is always risky, and entrepreneurs are taking a chance, no matter if it's 19 years ago or now. But back then, we had definitely less of a market, and as tastes have changed and the market has grown, more homes, more visitors, certainly it's become maybe a little more stable, but as the market has grown, it's become more competitive. So when I first started 19 years ago, there was one contemporary gallery on Main Street, and that was at the time called Coda Gallery. Other than that, it was all, as people say, you know, deer and moose and bronze sculptures, you know, of Western.
And how many art galleries of that caliber are on Main Street or in Park City now?
Oh, gosh, I would say at least 6 or 7, definitely. You know, Meyer Gallery, Jago Gallery, Gallery Mar, Julie Nestor. We just have so many wonderful contemporary galleries that are established.
I don't want to let this opportunity go by without talking about what's coming up this week. And I stopped by the gallery over the weekend and got to see Zachary Proctor's, the guy is so quirky and interesting. I just love that stuff. And I would encourage people to go see it, but I know you're taking it down this afternoon. But who's coming up this weekend? Yes. I understand you're doing a Margie Kreiner show this weekend?
Yes. So I'm going to go back a little bit to Zachary Proctor. He and his colleague and artist, Lane Binion, both of their works we continually show them. So you will be able to still see their work if you come in. The entire exhibit will not be up, but fabulous work. And they're both University of Utah graduates, have their master's degrees also. Upcoming this weekend is Margie Kreiner out of Chicago. She's a sculptor who creates these incredible wood sculptures with vignettes that are lit with an LED light inside. And inside could be like a ski locker or a subway scene. They're fascinating. And they're a bit narrative of her life or your life. And her colleague and dear friend, they used to be studio mates in Chicago, is Angie Renfro, who is a painter out of Nashville. They met in Chicago. But she is doing these beautiful abstracted landscapes. They feel almost like blossoms or blooms, and I just love them.
So again, sort of balancing between businesses, we're having a Kreiner show, Kreiner and Renfro, and they will be featured for the next X weeks.
Yes.
But then you'll also be carrying some proctors as well. How does that work?
Yes.
You have a featured artist for a period of time, but you have your regulars. Can you explain that a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. Usually when we work with an artist, we are showing them year round, not just in the winter, not just for the show. Sometimes we will do a particular show where we'll do an invitational. But Margie Kreiner and Angie Renfro will be up for about the next 2 weeks. We have one more show following this one at the end of the month. But we try and represent and have all of our artists up, at least a couple of pieces that are out on the gallery floor so people can see the diversification of the gallery, because we do get often told that we are a very diversified gallery. It's somewhat eclectic.
Okay.
So one last question for you. So I asked you to reminisce back on what the business was like, what Park City was like 20 years ago, and how that compares to today. And today's a much healthier, more vibrant, less risky environment than it was 20 years ago. And I think a lot of that credit goes to the entrepreneurs in town that took risk, that helped create Main Street. And some of that credit also goes to our city leaders, our politicians that have made good decisions and made Park City a destination. Are there a couple of things that you think, boy, if Park City could get this right in the next 10 years, we could get to the next level? Mm. What would you like to see the city do that maybe we're not doing now?
I think that one of the things that would be very, very helpful with the city is really trying to, really figure out what we're doing with Main Street, because historic Main Street is so beautiful. And I know we have a lot of different other areas that are developing from Quince Junction and Kimball Junction, et cetera. But when visitors come to Park City, they want the feeling of what Park City was. And the charm is on Main Street. And you can't deny that. That's where the historic buildings are. One of our biggest complaints, other than the positive, is that the gallery market is wonderful and it's thriving, most definitely, as are a lot of other businesses in Park City. But the businesses on Main Street really struggle with the parking. And it's, like I said, I'm beating the drum, but I hope that in the next 10 years we will figure out how we're going to transport people to this area.
We've been talking to Karen Turgeon, the proprietor of Turgeon Galleries. We encourage you to go check out the eclectic and interesting art that she has there.